Northern California Golf Show, and Product Expo.
This is Golf Smarter. Each week, we tap the minds of PGA and USGA course pros, architects, authors, and teaching gurus to provide you with tips, drills, insights, and advice so that you can lower your scores. Golf Smarter is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf, golf's most trusted retailer since 1968. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome, and thanks for bringing the Golf Smarter podcast into your busy life. We know you have lots of choices, and we appreciate you making this one. Golf Smarter is brought to you in part by the Bird Golf Academy. Check them out at birdgolf.com or click on their link at golfsmarterpodcast.com. And remember, you get a 10% discount because you listen to the Golf Smarter podcast. My wife and I are headed off to Arizona tomorrow for our 3 days at the Bird Golf Academy, and I'm going to bring my portable recorder so that we can interview our instructor after we've completed the training, so stay tuned for that show. Other programs that are coming up in the near future include a new book by Dr. Joe Parent called Zen Putting. Based on the continued feedback that I get from the very first episode we did on Zen Golf, I'm sure you're going to be interested in that show. And now, how about this one? This is going to be really stretching our limits, but on March 25th, it looks like we're going to be doing Golf Smarter interview in front of a live audience after an NCGA event in Petaluma, California. Now, if all goes well, the interview will be recorded and published as an upcoming Golf Smarter episode. But coming up in today's program, Kenny Nicholson will answer questions about which is the best ball for your game and educate us a bit more on hybrid clubs. I'm really having fun with this new portable recorder, so I took it down to the San Mateo Showgrounds in the NorCal, or Northern California, Golf Show and Expo, and walked around talking to vendors about their new and unique products. So, enter and sign in, please.
Brian and Delicato.
And Brian, I have a sense that you've got a cold, so I'm not going to make this painful for you, but tell me about the product that you have here.
Well, the company is AccuVolve, and the product is the AccuPath Swing Trainer. It was designed for a high school golf team originally to help correct swing path errors. This product has multiple foam pads that pivot and give you instant feedback if you're inside, if you're outside, if you're over the top on the downswing, or if you're dragging your club too long and too low and not getting the club to parallel, you'll find out. So it's picking up multiple swing errors and giving you instant feedback.
Is this the kind of thing that you can do without having an instructor with you?
Yeah, we encourage you to go see your pro and get a lesson, which you should, but a couple days later when you're at the range or at home swinging, you may not know if you're still doing the right thing, and this will tell you. Our system comes with a 1x2 AccuGolf mat. It's got a rubber backing, and it has 6 AccuTraining balls that are a very light density that will fly about 10 to 15 feet and will pick up the movement of the ball, so you'll see if you're hooking, slicing, hitting a straight, or a slice or a draw.
So even though the balls are foam, you're going to still get a good indication of what your ball flight and your path is going to be?
That's correct, yeah. Gives you instant feedback with your swing path and the flight of the ball.
So what got you to invent this product?
Well, my son's high school team a couple years ago, a few of the kids had different swings that weren't correct, so we built a unit that was tracking the head of the club and was a bigger, bulkier unit. One of the kids was left-handed, and so I had to disassemble it and reassemble it for him. So he said, can you build me a left-handed unit? I said, you know what, we'll make it so it converts to left-handed. And over time, we've got this so it converts down to a 24-inch by 24-inch by 5-inch tall unit. It collapses down in about 15 seconds, stands up, sits in your home. You can take it to the range. You can roll the ball under the lifted upright in the front to your spot, and you can use every iron or wood in your bag. There's nothing like it on the market.
How much does this cost someone like me?
For you, we'll work out a deal, but this is retailed at $189, and the unit comes with a mat and the ball, so it's a training system for your home.
Fabulous. And can I see a demonstration of this on the internet, or what can we find there?
Yeah, our website's up and running at either www.accuvolve.com or www.accupathswingtrainer.com. Either way, we'll take you to our website. And on the website, you can click on the swing path trainer and click on the video for either setup indoor use or at the range use.
And let's make sure that everyone understands ACCU is ACCUVOLVE, ACCUVOLVE, and the other one would be ACCUPATH, ACCUPATH, swingtrainer.com. Correct. All right, well, fabulous. I appreciate your time, and best of luck with the product.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, we are back with Dale at Alias Footwear. We met with him in Vegas and wanted to get an update on how things are going. How's it doing, Dale?
Everything's nice. We've definitely been shipping some product. Everything's moving along nicely. We're coming forward with a couple new styles. One's going to be women specific. Should be available on the website in July, August at the latest.
And 2007,
yes. And we do have a new style coming out for men as well that's going to be a fully waterproof shoe with a guarantee. It has a little more of a classy flavor to it. It's basically our slope nose in a really nice, high-quality leather. Again, it's going to be have that membrane sock in there, so it will be a waterproof shoe. Our current rating on our shoes is about an 8 on a scale from 1 to 10 for dryness. So we've had a lot of people asking for a fully waterproof shoe from Alias Footwear. So we're gonna fill that void.
I'm glad to hear that because I love my Alias footwear, my golf shoes. People give me looks like, are you going on a hike or something? It's like, well, yeah, if you play golf in Northern California, you are hiking up and down hills.
Absolutely.
But they are the most comfortable golf shoes I've ever worn. They really are.
Great. We love to hear the testimonial. In fact, here at the show, we've had about five or six people come through that own Alias Footwear, and they were bragging about it, loving it, and unfortunately they said that they would love to buy another pair, but they're still going strong with the current pair that they bought a year ago, so we know that they are durable and they're lasting people a good long time.
Now, do I notice you also have a line of clothing over here, too?
Yeah, we have basic polos, we have some 7-ounce cotton button-down shirts that are nice. They're kind of a heavyweight, and they're very, very dressy in appearance compared to the shoes, but they kind of got that casual short-sleeve collar appearance, so it kind of works hand-in-hand with the shirts, and we do a windbreaker jacket that works real well for the foggy mornings.
That's Alias Footwear, A-L-I-A-S, footwear.com, correct?
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate your time and checking us out again.
And your name is?
Henry Cox.
Henry, who do you represent today?
Golf Tech.
And what is Golf Tech?
We do golf lessons. We're a golf instruction company. We're nationwide. We've got over 80 stores throughout the nation. We started in Denver about 11 years ago. We do indoor golf instruction. We're all PGA golf professionals. What we do is we use high-speed digital video cameras, body motion sensors that are going to tell you what your shoulders and hips do, and we also use video. With all three of those, we can give you PGA Tour comparisons.
So, what does that mean, PGA Tour comparisons?
Exactly. So what we do is, you know, we can look at the top of your backswing and compare you against Tiger, against Ernie. Against...
Why would I want to do that? I can't compare anything against Tiger.
But what we can do is, if you're slicing it, okay, there's a reason why you're slicing it. You're coming, say, over the top, and it's an outside in path. So what we can do is we can identify why you're doing that. Say it's a bad shoulder position. So now we're going to move your shoulders more where Tiger is. So now we're closer to where Tiger is, and we can move our golf swing where we're less slicing it, more of a draw compared to, say, Tiger.
So are you a PGA certified instructor?
Yes, I'm a PGA Class A member.
Do you believe there is one perfect swing?
No, no one's got a perfect golf swing.
So then why are you comparing me to Tiger?
Like, I'm not going to compare you just with Tiger. I use all golf professionals. Tiger swings it different than Ernie, different than Dave Toms, different than Vijay.
And who are you going to compare to Furyk?
I use Furyk all the time.
Okay.
I use Furyk all the time. He's got a great swing, repeats every single time. And, you know, with golf, we want to get a golf swing that repeats, and it's consistent, and we have the best chance to have our best ball striking. And what we try to do is obviously get you on plane. I don't know if you're familiar with swing plane, but halfway back, we'd like to have the shaft parallel to the target. The top, we want it parallel to the target. Halfway down, we like it parallel to the target. And then through the finish, parallel to the target. Whenever the golf shaft is parallel to the ground, we like it parallel to our target line. That's when you're going to have your best ball striking. Slices your net, the shaft of the club hardly is ever parallel to the target line. So that's when we can use our video and PGA Tour comparisons to show you what you're doing, whether it's on plane or off plane. That way we have a golf swing that repeats consistently. And that's where the technology really is really going to help.
Henry, how long have you been an instructor?
I graduated college. I went to Augusta State University in 94, and I've been teaching golf lessons since then.
And was there a period of time when you were not using technology to teach golf?
Yes. When I first started teaching down in Florida, I didn't have any video or anything. So I was just basically using my eyeballs to kind of help someone with their golf game. It was more, okay, you're slicing it. You can see a little bit of what they're doing. But with the video, I'm able to diagnose the golf swing much quicker, and my students learn a lot quicker because they can visually see what they're doing. And when you can see what you're doing, it's easier to change those habits.
So technology has made you a better instructor?
Yeah, it's made me a way better instructor. It's also helped my students learn and improve much quicker.
And why would somebody go look for an instructor that doesn't use this kind of technology to enhance their lesson?
You know, I think a lot of people want to go to the, you know, the what I call the just the old school range golf lesson because that's what they're familiar with. And
Well, isn't it better to see the whole flight path of the ball? I mean, we're just hitting into a net that's a few feet in front of us.
Yeah, even though we're hitting into a net, we can diagnose and project where that golf ball is going to go. In our stores indoors, we have sensors in the mat that will tell us what our club head's doing. The angle it's traveling relationship to the target line as well as open or closed the face is. So we can project where the golf ball is going to go. Even in here, I can tell you where these golf shots are going to go. But what happens indoors, since we're not focused on where the golf ball is going, we're really in tune and focused on the golf swing and changing those habits, which will ultimately, long-term, change the flight of the golf ball.
You swear by it, huh?
It's. I've been with Golf Tech for 3 years, and I can honestly say that my students that I teach, I see the changes and change in habits happen probably twice as fast as I do when I taught golf outdoors.
And if somebody wanted to do a little more research about Golf Tech on the web, where would they find you?
You can go to www.golftech.com, and that's spelled GOLFTEC.com.
And your name is?
My name is Jeff Lundy. I'm the president of Golf Simulator Experts Incorporated in Morgan Hill, California.
And what is Golf Simulator Experts Incorporated?
We are the distributor of the Pro T United Golf Simulator, which is manufactured in the Netherlands. And we handle distribution through most of North America.
Tell me what this is supposed to be doing for me as a golfer.
Well, as a golfer, this offers entertainment in that you can play 18 holes of golf on it. It has full swing analysis, so you can work on your golf swing. And it has a built-in driving range, which enables you to practice your swing. And so you can learn a lot about how you're playing. It gives you information on your distance, your total distance, your carry, your roll. And it shows you what your swing path is, exactly where you're hitting the ball on the club face. And it shows you the ball speed.
And where can I find this product?
Well, you can contact us. We have a website, which is golfsimexperts.com. You could contact Pro T United in the Netherlands, and there's a link to us through them as well. Or you can call us at 888-NO-SLICE.
And is this a product for the home, or is this for instructors that I would have to go to an instructor? This is actually the unit that I'm standing next to here is bigger than my family room.
Well, you could use it as a family room.
Just don't let the family in.
I'm only partially kidding. This actually works as a home theater, and you can play video games on it. You can put your Xbox on it or whatever type of video game.
But it's a large unit.
But it is. But they actually, we build home units, and they're smaller than this. But generally, you need about a 9-foot room minimum, and about 15 feet of depth, and about 12 feet of width to have a simulator. But we have many home installations. We've had people who put them in their garages, in their basements. We've had people who've built special rooms for these things. And we've had groups of people who get together and rent warehouse space and form clubs so that they can play these things in the wintertime.
And we have a lot of listeners who are up in the Northeast and the Midwest that have just been waiting for the snow to melt, and this would be great for them, right?
It would be terrific for them. In fact, we just did a major installation in Toronto, and I'm going to Virginia next week to do an installation. So we have people all over the Northeast that are buying this equipment, and actually we're selling a lot of these systems in the Southwest. We have an installation in Henderson, Nevada, and several in Los Angeles.
So that's for the summer when they don't want to go out.
117 degrees, you can still play golf. You can play golf when it's dark, which is really nice. And that's what instructors like our systems for, because when people work, it's hard to get out to the driving range. And so this enables people to actually come in and learn the game at night during the week. And then when they have their weekends free, they can go out and do much better on the course.
What makes your product better than any product on the market?
I think there are a couple things that differentiate our product. Number one, we think we're the best value. Our price points are lower than virtually everything else that offers the same level of features. We have home simulators that start at about $10,000, and a complete commercial system is in the mid-20s. So for someone who wants to start an indoor golf business, we have offer a price point that allows an economically viable business to be formed, because they can actually make money with our systems. Many other systems out there are comparable in terms of their functionality, but they're much more expensive. But we've built our company around keeping the costs as low as we possibly could so that we can broaden the market. Because these are great fun, and you really ought to be able to enjoy these things. And so we'd like to see the costs go down. And the more we sell, the more easily we can keep our costs contained.
I love the idea of forming clubs, getting a group together, and, you know, like a bowling league or something, and having a nighttime. You just need a little refrigerator to go with it.
That's exactly what you do. In fact, we have one group up in Iowa that bought one of these things, a group of 10 guys. They got together, and they formed a little clubhouse, and they put bleachers in so they could watch hockey games on it, because they hooked up their DirecTV to it, and they compete, and they started bringing their friends, and pretty soon the friends wanted to join. And they ended up selling memberships to their friends and paid for the entire system through that.
That's fabulous.
So they have a great time. So they're a super entertainment device.
And your name?
Benny Chan.
Hello, Benny. And tell me what company you're representing.
Newtonic Spectra.
Newtonic Spectra. And they are at nsi-optosmart.com.
We call this OptoSmart because we are optically very smart.
Optically, we're very smart. Golf, we're not so smart. So what is the laser trainer?
Right. We mount the laser to everybody else's putter and to help them to have correct aiming. And then we have a laser line in it, so give you the very strong visual feedback to the golfer. So it kind of correlates your result with your putt.
You can't use this while you're playing golf, can you?
Oh, no, but won't stop you from kicking butt, I guess. You know, putting is a whole new game to itself. It's
absolutely
a game by itself, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you the inventor of this product?
Yes, we invented this and we designed that. We're also manufacturing this.
Tell me how it works.
It's very easy. This thing, everything aligned to the front face of your putter. So all you need to do is butt it up against it, and then the laser beam will be automatically square to your target line. So, and then the line go over the ball to the sweet spot of the putter, to the target, and the wall behind that too. So at the address position, that also monitor your club line angle. So that really covers most of the fundamental of a good training ace. So that gives you the feedback element and also the alignment for the putting.
How long does the laser project?
Well, depends on the room condition. So indoor, you can easily shoot about 20 feet.
And this fits right, no matter what putter you use, this will fit right on the putter?
Fit on any putter.
And how much do these cost for the public?
$39.95. You can get it from our web store, or you can buy from SkyMall or Evan Watts, those kind of outlet store.
Oh, don't we just love that you said it, Edwin Watts Golf, because they're the sponsor of our program. We love
really?
That.
They're selling that in their website, too.
Oh, well, you know what? If you go to Edwin Watts Golf and order the OptiSmart, you'll get free shipping and you'll get great pricing as well.
You can go to our web store to buy it, too, amongst other products as well.
So this is the OptiSmart laser trainer. And you say, I'm sorry, the price again is?
$39.95. Yeah, by the way, the product is endorsed by the Teaching Network.
Oh, it is it really?
Yeah, in order to be qualified for that, the training aid really has to show the true value of learning golf. And the idea of the teaching network is they find out the round of play is going down. Part of the reason, because people don't make much improvement, so they quit the game. So the idea of that organization is to qualify training aids, and then they bring the training aid to look for PGA lesson, and under the supervision of the PGA with the best training aid. So that's the whole concept about that organization.
Just watching people practice and watching this little boy here who's working on it, he's getting much better with every putt. This gives you immediate feedback. This is a good product.
It is very good. Actually, I come up with that to help a golfer with that in mind.
Are you a golfer?
Yes. And my putting really bad, so I come up with that.
No. Your putting is supposed to be very good.
Now I'm very good.
Okay. Okay, so you could find this again. It's called the OptiSmart, O-P-T-O Smart Laser Trainer. And you can get it at edwinwattsgolf.com or at nsi-optismart.com.
Right.
And your name is?
I'm Leith Anderson.
Leith, tell me what you do.
We make sure that your golf club fits your swing.
How do you do that?
We do that by testing the player's swing and testing the player's golf club.
You're a club fitter?
We're club fitters.
And when you say we?
Well, we have a small shop in Palo Alto. It's called the Golf Lab. And it's full of electronics, four different launch monitors, and some other doodads and gizmos that do things like measure the flex of a shaft, measure the deflection, and plot it against the timeline so we can tell how strong a player is.
Is it basically a crime to walk into a golf retail shop and look at some clubs and say, ooh, these are pretty, and go home with them?
Well, it wouldn't be a crime, but it wouldn't be very smart because, to begin with, you have no idea what you're buying because, first of all, letter designations, stiff or regular, don't really mean that that's necessarily what the shaft is. Secondly, even if it would qualify as stiff for some people, it's not stiff for others. And beyond that, the flex doesn't tell you what's happening across the whole length of the shaft, especially the tip. So you can't really tell performance from reading a label.
How long does it take to get fitted for golf clubs?
At the Golf Lab, it takes 3 hours, and that gets you started. After that, we'll have your swing and your current bag figured out. We'll have tests against a lot of other golf clubs, and we'll have some computer printout comparisons that'll tell you what is performing better. Then you'll want to take some of those candidate clubs outdoors to arrange and make sure that outdoors the actual performance is the same as what the indoor performance is. So it's not too it's pretty common for players to take 3 or 4 sessions in as long as a week
to get fitted.
Right.
And being fitted for clubs doesn't mean you're having custom clubs made. Once you're fitted for clubs, what information are you leaving with that you can then go to a retail shop to buy your clubs?
Well, that's the problem, is getting fitted and then going to buy golf clubs are two different things. And you can't really take a fitting to a retail store because you have no way of knowing what you're buying at the retail store. Because the manufacturers don't publish specifications of their clubs. So if somebody tells you that you should go to a retail store and buy stiff flex clubs, unless you have those clubs tested to be sure that they're stiff, and unless you know that the bend profile of the shaft is correct for your swing, you might as well buy them without a fitting.
Well, that's really interesting. So what should you do once you've been fitted for clubs? Then what would be the next step?
Well, being fitted for clubs implies much more accuracy than just a letter flex number. A professional club maker will use a frequency machine or some other kind of device to actually test a shaft and know exactly how stiff it is. Then the flex of that shaft can be adjusted while it's being installed in a club head to make it slightly stiffer or slightly softer. So if you buy a golf club from somebody who's actually making it for you and either reshafting a name brand golf club or even at a minimum testing a name brand golf club, you know, that's the only way to get one that fits. If you know, to walk into a store, even with a fitting in your pocket, is just as ineffective as doing it without the fitting.
So then once you're fitted for clubs, what should you do if you're in the market for a new set?
Well, I think that the best bet is to buy the golf clubs from the guy who does the fitting. And if you do that, then you can hold him responsible for performance, because the fitter's going to tell you that these clubs are going to work better. And he's going to tell you, in our case, if we say they're going to go farther, then we stand behind that. Or if we say that you're going to hit more greens, we stand behind that. So for a fitter to give you a recommendation, but then for you to take that recommendation to some other place for them to give you the golf clubs, who's standing behind the deal? You know, there's really nobody to stand behind the deal, because the guy that sells the golf clubs, his opinion is going to be just like all retailers. You know, we don't need to worry about it. You said what you wanted, we sold them to you, not our problem. Maybe if it's Golf Mart or someplace like that, you can bring them back and trade them. But, you know, you're not going to get what you got fitted for.
That's actually a really interesting approach, because I would think that people are also looking for the best deal once they get clubs, but they're not looking at the long term then, right?
Well, but the best deal doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, you don't have to be afraid of a club fitter. If you go to a club fitter and he spends 2 hours with you, you're going to pay him for his time at roughly the same rate as the guy that rotates the tires on your car. In our case, we'll do a fitting, we charge for the fitting. If we sell golf clubs, we charge for the golf clubs exactly the same as what everybody else charges. But we separate the services, so you don't have to bury the cost of new clubs. You don't have to bury the cost of a fitting and pretend it doesn't count. And that lets us spend 2 or 3 hours working with the player, because you pay for the time you get.
And if somebody wanted to contact or find you guys, are you on the Internet?
You bet. We're on the Internet at www.calgolftech.com, CalGolfTech. Pretty good website, by the way.
Well, then we should check it out. Thanks so much for your time.
Quite welcome. Quite welcome. Thank you.
And your name is?
Patty Deuce.
Patty Deuce.
Yes.
Oh, man, you must have had a lot of fun with that over the years, huh?
Indeed, I certainly have.
So do you like the minuet or the hot dog makes you lose control?
Neither one.
Okay, fine, good. Tell me, I'm sorry, that was bad. Tell me who you're representing today.
Well, we're a Mirage Putting Greens International dealer, and we're called Oasis Putting Greens. We're located in Northern and Southern California.
Tell me why somebody needs to put a small putting green in their home.
Two reasons. Because they're a lot of fun, and they improve your game. It's the best way to improve your golf game.
It really is. Yeah. Saving strokes, huh?
That's right.
And tell me about your product.
Well, our product is relatively unique. Most of putting green companies are installing what we call heavy sand fill greens, which means they're using a non-supported turf and it requires fill in order for you to putt on it. Our product is not that way. It's designed to putt right off the roll. We add a little bit of fill to weigh it down and insulate it, but you're always putting on the material. You're never putting on sand. So it's a very true roll, and that's the best way to improve your game.
Sitting in front of us, you have four boxes. Can you describe what's in each box?
Yes. The first box is our putting green material. All of these are different types of synthetic grass that we use for chipping areas, fringe, and so on. It really is a personal preference. We have about 9 choices. And it really comes down to somebody likes one color better than the other or the way it feels and so on. So,
and can you have any size putting green put in your yard? I mean, what are the limitations?
There are none.
Money.
Probably money. You got it. You got it. We've done 3,000 square foot greens. We've done 300 square foot greens.
And yeah, and is there like a walkaway package that you have here? Order this one, and this is our standard kit, or what do you do?
Well, for instance, this green that we have at the show is 375 square feet, and it really gives people an idea of size.
And actually, looking at it, I would have said this is very large. It's probably about, 12, 15 by 25. And that's a good-sized putting green for practice area. What is the process for having this installed?
Well, it's simply setting up an installation time. And the way we install it is a little bit different than other people in that, especially here in Northern California, we have very heavy clay soil. And so we tend to excavate down a little deeper than some areas, and we use mostly 1.5-inch drain rock as the base, which has to be thoroughly compacted. Then we put in a layer of quarter-minus DG, which is ground-up granite, again, which is compacted. And then the top layer is golf course sand. We cement the cups in, but we do it in a way that they can be removed. And basically on larger greens, that's how we set the elevation of the green, is based on when the cups are placed. That's one type of installation. We also do glue downs to concrete.
Oh, so if you have a concrete pad in your backyard, you're not going to break that up and remove it. You'll put this on top of it?
Well, we usually pour the concrete subbase. Now, we can do on existing concrete, but it has to be smooth finished concrete, and it has to be in pretty good condition. And obviously,
does it have to be level?
Not necessarily. Most concrete isn't if it's put in properly, because it needs to drain. But we have to core drill holes into it and then put for a place to put the cups.
Will you also put undulation in the greens?
Yes. My understanding is that an average USGA green is 4,000 to 6,000 square feet. They normally recommend no more than a 1% to 3% rise. So if you take 4,000 square feet and condense it down into 375, you have to be careful, because if you have too much break, the ball will just fall off the green. So, but they're very rarely ever perfectly level. However, for practice, I would say that having a relatively level green is better.
Yeah, yeah, and better for your ego especially.
Yes, that's true. Well, the wonderful thing about this product is it eliminates golfers' excuses, because it putts really true.
And in this green that I'm looking at in front of me here, it's 15 by 25. There are three holes on this.
That's correct.
And is that generally what happens? You put as many holes as I want?
Our normal rule of thumb is that the pins need to be placed at least 3 to 4 feet from the edge, or you don't have a return shot. When we have shows, we have a lot of people on the green, and so we tend to only put in three holes so that we can space it out so that people can actually use the green without bumping into each other.
Okay. And if people wanted to find you on the internet, could they?
They could. www.puttingcalifornia.com, P-U-T-T-I-N-G. California.com.
And are you associated with a company that is nationwide?
Yes, we are. We are the 11th Mirage Putting Greens dealer. My son, who does Southern California, was the first dealer for them. They have over 200 dealers worldwide.
Oh, and their website is?
www.miragegreens.com.
Okay, so if you don't live in California, there are still ways to get to this company, and they're going to show you a lot of different samples, I'm sure, on the website of what you can do, give yourself some ideas, and general costs as well?
Or? Well, I hesitate to give you a price because it varies. I mean, we're in Northern
You have to customize it for everybody.
Which is the most expensive place to do business, so it's going to be a lot different than somebody in Iowa or somebody in even in Arizona. Their cost.
So if I live in Northern California, I shouldn't call up the Iowa dealer to see if I can get a less price?
I wouldn't do that. So I will give you a range, okay?
You don't have to.
$12 to $25 a square foot.
Okay, that's fair. I thought you were going to tell me it's $12,000 to $25,000 for your putting green. I'll take the $15 one.
We've got a few of those.
Okay. Patty, thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
And your name?
Glenn Passeretti.
And Glenn, who do you represent?
Fisher Golf.
And what is Fisher Golf?
Well, we manufacture putters for about 15 years.
And why is the Fisher Golf putter better than any other putter that's out there?
We kind of pioneered the insert technology on putters. We have a patent, 10 patents on insert technology. And our inserts allow you to dial in your distance control and speed and give you much more feel on different green conditions, different ball covers, that type of thing. It allows you to dial in your feel of your putter much more than a hard metal face putter with a hard ball.
Define, if you would, dial in.
Well, distance control and feel is everything with putting. And if you can get a putter face that feels good to you and you can really have confidence on your distance control, it takes a lot of pressure off the rest of your game. Your speed is important. It's really critical. You always hear professionals talking about their speed. They never talk about direction. So our putters are all about speed control, distance control, feel.
How?
The inserts on our putters allow you to... We have four different inserts with our putters. You can get all four inserts with the putter, and allows you to pick the insert that suits your stroke best or your playing conditions. You can find an insert and just stick with it, or you can change it based on the conditions of the day to help you get the ball to the hole. You don't want to be short. You don't want to be long. You want to get your lag putts close to the hole and avoid three putting. It makes your golfing much more enjoyable.
A lot of excitement going on. The show just ended after 3 days, and everyone's looking a little tired.
Yeah, it's been a long show. We've had a really successful time.
Oh, congratulations. So when you say dial in, it's not a physical or a mechanical thing. It's all about the golfer's feel.
Right. Feeling, everyone's feel is different when it comes to golf. Some people like a harder feel. Some people like a softer feel. We give you four choices with our putters to pick the insert that fits your preference best. And you do that basically just by trying all of them, and you know immediately which one feels best to you. They're that much dramatic in difference in terms of the feel.
Do you custom make putters for everybody, or how can somebody purchase a Fisher Golf putter?
Well, our top-of-the-line putters are virtually a putting system where you actually get the length that you want, get the lie that you want. You can change the weight of the putter the way you want it, and then the final customization is the face. You can get the face hardness and the rebound characteristics to match what works best for you.
And to change the insert, is that a difficult process?
No, it takes probably a minute or two depending on the person doing it, but it's just two screws. You remove the screws or rotate the face and change it to a different feel.
And is that something you want to do when after you leave the practice putting green to get a sense of what the feel is for that course?
Right. That's the best thing to do is just to get a couple of putts in before you take off and play golf. If your greens are really slow, you might want to use a firmer insert. If your greens are really fast, you might want to use a softer insert. You're not going to fear these downhill fast putts anymore because the ball's not going to explode off the face. You're going to be able to control your distance and have much more confidence.
So you were talking about that you have the patent on insert technology, but there are other putters that have insert technology. What differentiates you?
Yeah, Fisher Golf patented insert technology in 1992, and most major manufacturers that make putters with inserts on them buy a license from Fisher Golf to put inserts on their putters. Our putter inserts are completely different than the harder, plasticky feeling type of inserts that are on other putters. However, our putters are, our inserts are much more user-friendly in terms of feel and speed control. Most of the plastic, harder inserts that are on competitive putters don't have much advantages over metal. The ball comes off the face in 1 millisecond on those putter faces or metal face putters. High-speed photography has shown that our putter face holds the ball on the face for 2.2 milliseconds versus 1 millisecond. That gives you much more feel, much more speed control, and just overall better putter performance.
And if somebody wanted to find Fisher Golf on the Internet, how would they do that?
We're at fishergolf.com. And
is that I-S-H or I-S-C-H?
F-I-S-H-E-R. Golf.com.
And they can find prices and all the different things that are available there.
Right. We have all of our line on the Internet, and you can order on our shopping cart, or you can call and order and talk to anyone at any time for your customization needs.
Fabulous. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And your name?
My name is Dick Yeomans with Sky Golf, and we sell the Sky Caddy. We have four different models, from a very basic model that retails for $229, and we have other models that go all the way up to $349, depending on your preference.
Well, we've talked about Sky Caddy on the show before, and what are the differences? What are the new additions in the line?
It's basically the same information. It shows all the targets that you need to know when you're on the tee, as far as like bunker left carry, end of fairways, water, trees, or whatever. But the screen is a little bit larger in the two new models. There's also a new model that for the traveler that has two AA batteries as opposed to the previous models that have a rechargeable lithium-ion battery.
Sky Caddy, I guess, is the biggest, the best? What is, you know, what's your competition like these days?
Well, we feel this is by far the easiest rangefinder to find. There's no point and shoot required. It has all the targets already programmed into the course. We've done 14,000 golf courses now around the world. And it's a very simple process to you just go to our website, skygolf.com, and you download the golf courses directly from the website. Very simple process.
But it's a Windows-only situation. It's not Mac, right?
Right now, it is a Windows-only system. We're hoping that Mac is available sometime in the future.
Near future, I hope?
Well, they've been telling us that for about 6 years, so so don't bet on that one.
Not happy to hear that. And Windows Vista, it works fine with the new operating system, too?
Right, right. If you have that on your Mac, then you should be able to download the courses with no problem.
Oh, and you just connect via USB port?
You connect with a USB cable, and it hooks right onto the unit and right into your computer.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much, Dick. We appreciate it, and best of luck with Sky Caddy.
All right. Thank you very much.
Golf Smarter now presents Nick's Picks with Kenny Nicholson, sales manager for EdwinWattsGolf.com. Kenny keeps us up to date with reviews of new products and new product development. Nick's Picks is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf, golf's most trusted retailer since 1968.
Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Fred. How are you doing?
Fine. This is strange for us to be talking in the evening. We're recording on Monday night instead of Tuesday morning, and you've had a very long day, and so I'm going to try to keep it easy for you. I'm sorry. You're very tired.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Well, John Stevens of Plainville, Illinois, wrote in a letter that I want to share because it just is a great testimony to why I like being associated with Edwin Watts Golf. And it's, I guess it's John's way of trying to get a free hat because he asks a question at the end. But his letter is worth sharing. He says, I wanted to take time to relate my personal experience with Edwin Watts Golf. I'd been to their store once on a trip to Myrtle Beach, but never really considered them when making online purchases. All that has changed. My son Alex is a left-handed 11-year-old junior, and he was ready to move up to his next set of clubs. I decided to get him the top-of-the-line U.S. Kids Gold set, and that is where my trouble began. In case you don't know, the hardest thing on the planet is to find left-handed junior golf clubs. It would be easier to find a store selling plutonium over the counter than to find a store that stocks left-handed junior golf equipment. I went to the local Golf Galaxy. Boo, hiss, shh, ah. I went to local Golf Galaxy and tried to have them special order the set for me. The answer I received was, we don't have the codes in our computer for left-handed, so we can't order it for you. In frustration, he called U.S. Kids Golf directly, and to his surprise, they referred him to Edwin Watts Golf, who they said carried everything that they made. So he called Edwin Watts Golf and talked to Duke at extension 377. Duke took his order and promptly and efficiently had the club sent right out. He received the clubs in a few days and, to my dismay, 5 of the 9 clubs had the grips put on incorrectly. This wouldn't be a big deal if the grips were not ribbed, but having the rib way off the correct position only encourages the golfer to hold the club incorrectly. So he called Duke back, and Duke offered a number of options. Since this guy, John, who writes this, is a club builder, he asked for a new set of grips, and he would just put them on himself. So Duke ordered the grips from U.S. Kids Golf and had them sent directly to John. The grips never showed, and when Duke checked into it, he found that they were back-ordered. Duke took the matter into his own hands and had them priority ship him a brand-new set of clubs, which thankfully were assembled correctly. Now I'm going to read directly. I really appreciate Duke's attention to detail and customer service attitude. Because of Duke, I am now an unabashed Edwin Watts Golf fan. Whenever I need golf equipment, Edwin Watts Golf is the first place I look. Today, I ordered another set of U.S. Kids Club for his youngest son, Andrew. I just called Duke, and he took care of it for me. It's a pretty awesome letter.
It is, and again, that's what we talked before about this. That's where a small problem can be handled correctly and turn into a customer for life. So, and Brian Dew is one of our, we've got a lot of great guys that work there. All of them are, but Brian is definitely, goes above and beyond, and we really appreciate that. And it shows in the letters that we receive from him all the time.
Yeah, and, people usually write when they have a complaint. This is this is a long letter that he took, and thanks for letting me share it with you. But it's really a great testimonial.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate the effort, John. Thank you.
Yeah. So John also had a question for you, and I guess this is so we can send him a hat. What's the best way to determine the best golf ball for your game? At what handicap level does it make sense to play a premium ball like the Pro V1? Should golfers with slower swing speeds stick to a low compression ball?
It's a good question. Yeah, he's correct. Yeah, you know, the Pro V1 typically favors somebody with a higher swing speed. Now, there are some lower-end golf balls, I say, in the anywhere from the $19 to $29 range that, you know, when you think of Pro V1, what a lot of people think of is the feel. You know, you have a little bit more feel around the greens because they can be a little bit softer, like the Pro V1X, but generally you have to have a little bit higher clubhead speed to get a lot of distance out of that ball. The regular Pro V1, you don't have to have as much clubhead speed, but it's not as soft around the greens. The difference between those two in particular is the number of dimples. The Pro V1X only has 332 dimples, where the regular Pro V1 has more dimples and is going to stay afloat longer. Anytime you have dimples, you generally get a little more wind under the golf ball, so it stays in the air longer. But there are a lot of balls in the $19 to $29 range that are offered by a number of manufacturers that favor every skill level, and then it comes down to personal preference. You know, do you like, you know, a real hard ball? Me in particular, I like a soft ball just because around the greens I feel like I have a little more feel for them. So what you need to do is decide for yourself what you're looking for. Are you looking for something that has a little more feel to it or something that's very explosive off the tee? And everybody's going to be a little bit different on what they like.
Absolutely. And I'm curious about the dimples. Like, I like to play the Bridgestone ball, the E6. What's the dimple count on that? And where does that fall?
See, the majority of the golf balls out there typically have anywhere from 340 to 360 dimples. Hmm. You can only fit so many on a golf ball.
Sure.
But they make them in different shapes, different sizes, different patterns.
Do you mean the dimples are different shapes and sizes?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, if you'll notice on most golf balls, there's a little bit, the majority of them have a big dimple and a smaller dimple to help fill in all of the surface area. And then you have the hex ball, with the HX ball from Callaway, which is not a rounded dimple. It's more of a hex pattern. So,
and why do they do that?
Well, as far as from airflow, is how they do it. From an engineering perspective, they look at it on a under wind conditions and see what the ball does. Anytime you can create lift, typically you can create more distance. So that's what they look at.
And is the hex dimple, is that a revolutionary concept?
It is for them. I mean, they look at it from their perspective and say, the wind doesn't get stuck on the ball, so it plays a little bit different than other golf balls. I can play the hex, or I can play the Pro V1X, or the Nike One Platinum. And I can't, me personally, I can't tell a big difference. Now, a pro can tell a huge difference. So you need to just kind of go out there and try different golf balls. Don't be afraid. I turned you on to a golf ball that you had never played before, I think, and you really like it. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I was playing I was playing the Titleist NXT, and now I've gone over to the Bridgestone, and I really do like it.
See, I mean, it's what you favor, but don't be afraid to go out there and sample different golf balls because there's a lot of them out there.
I want to ask you one more question because it kind of goes into our giveaway. This week we're giving away the Bridgestone J33 Hybrid, and somebody said, can you do a segment with Kenny on hybrid clubs? I really like a little more information on how they improve your game and which brands are better before going out and purchasing something. And that's from Jason Tello in Eagan, Minnesota.
That's a good question, Jason. Hybrids definitely improve your game because they're a lot easier to hit than a long iron. Typically the iron that they replace is a 2, 3, 4, 5 iron. And a lot of people struggle with those irons in their bag, typically from the rough, one, because the grass tends to grab the hosel and close the club down, and you're going to hit a low hook with a long iron. And then when you're in the fairway, a 200-yard or 180-yard shot can be very intimidating. And with a hybrid, the center of gravity is a lot lower, so the ball gets up in the air a lot easier. And when you're in the rough, it doesn't tend to grab the hosel as much as it does with a long iron and close it down. It just kind of glides through the rough. Then you have a large sole on the bottom of the club, so hitting the ball fat is very hard to do. And you can hit hybrids from any lie. You know, when we go out there and test them, a lot of the manufacturers, they'll step on the ball or put it in the divot and tell us, say, go ahead and hit it. So, you know, with the low center of gravity, it just helps get the golf ball up so much easier. Thus, you're able to stop the ball on the greens a lot more than you can with a traditional long iron because you're able to get the ball up a lot higher.
And the Bridgestone J33, you've talked about them before. You really like their hybrids, don't you?
I love them. They make, you know, two different hybrids, you know, one for the better player and one for the medium to high handicap player. For any skill level out there, you know, I like a lot of hybrids out there. Just the Bridgestone J33 I fell in love with whenever I hit it at the range. And I think it's a great club for anybody to get out there and try. And it just so happens that we're able to give one of those away in the next giveaway.
Yeah, and if you would like to win one, please send an email with the subject Bridgestone to pickme@golfsmarterpodcast.com. And along with your email address, we'd really appreciate if you can include your shipping address so that when you win the prize, we can send it to you for more information. Of course, check your show notes. Deadline for entries is next week, midnight, March 19th. And the winner will be announced on the program that will be published on Tuesday, March 20th, 2007. And that is it for us today, Kenny. You get some rest, and we'll talk to you next week and pick a winner of the Bridgestone J33 Hybrid.
Sounds good, Fred. Thanks a million.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, if you want more information about the people we spoke to in today's episode at the Northern California Golf Expo, I've included their company's URL in the show notes. So check that out. And if you aren't sure how to find the show notes on your iPod, you can write to me and I'll give you information on that. We've talked about it in the show previously. Or just go ahead into iTunes and click on the I in the circle at the episode and you'll get the show notes for that. This week's closing quote is provided by a new contributor of quotes who claims to be a golf quote nut. So we'll probably hear a lot from Mike Persky in Lindenhurst, Illinois. And his quote today comes from Will Rogers, who says, "Golf is good for the soul. You get so mad at yourself, you forget to hate your enemies." Please send your quotes, comments, suggestions, and requests to Fred at golfsmarterpodcast.com.